drunk dude. Businessman, nah, everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you log on. Yep, he's old school. Yep, used to be a drunk dude. Businessman, now everybody love that dude. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, I dare you log on. BobbyBuck.com. Go ahead, log on. Log on.
Hello, hello, people. Welcome to the Bobby Buck Show on our special Sunday episode of the Bobby Buck Show. And today, like last show, I was giving respects, paying respects to my cousin's last best friend, Aaron Simpson, because last month was an anniversary type where that's the same night that I went into the rehab to get sober was the same night that he ended up having an accident and he ended up getting killed. So that had been 7 years ago on that same night last month. And, so I wanted to give him respects for getting me started and doing, some things back then, back in the 80s, doing some entertainment type stuff. Like I said, I was a bored little person, a little shy little person back then and all that. So he came up with the idea to start doing some entertainment type things. And we started off doing things in church, like puppet skits. We did just a lot of variety, a lot of different things, coming up, And also, I was in high school and I tried out for a play, a musical called Oklahoma. Now, if anybody out there got that footage, let me know, because I think I played a character where I think it was me and Chip Paul got into a fight, did a little fight scene. And what's so funny about that, though, coming from back home, we had a lot of black people saying, we all go join, we all go try out. The next thing you know, I turned around, I was the only one. but anyway, I went ahead and did it, and I learned, I think I had to do a one-step, two-step, or a three-step. It was one of them steps I tried to learn. Well, I think I did all right. But that was kind of fun and everything, But also, this month, it's his birthday, on January 17th, and also my father's birthday, January 18th, to some Capricorns. Then also, I want to pay respects to my uncles, also on the same day as my dad, Uncle Ray and Uncle Edward. It's a story, it's a special story about that, because also I have to add my uncle that's still living, Uncle Roy. But I know he's kind of busy, because I was hoping he's going to be able to call in today. But I'm not sure if he will be able to or not. But I hope I have a few people call in, because I know there's a lot of history that I don't know about, with the brothers and everything. But this is like a little bit of sample of some things that a lot of people probably don't know, is that my Uncle Ray and Uncle Roy were born, on January the 18th. And then a year later, my dad, Edgar, and my Uncle Edward was born exactly a year later on that same date, January 18th. And this is shocking to a lot of people, and including me, because I was confused growing up, going how is it? But there was two sets of twins born exactly on the same birth date, a year apart. And that's kind of amazing, because I really never really just heard that anywhere else before. If somebody else has heard of something like that, hit me up, let me know what's happening, things like that. So, what I wanted to do is celebrate with my uncles and, of course, with Aaron Simpson as far as this month, as far as celebrating their birthdays and also wishing them a RIP, rest in peace. And also I'm going to say about with my father, he had passed from cancer. And, I was living up in the Bay Area at the time when I found this information out. And, some people can identify with me, when you get that phone call about a parent, when you grow up, when he's a bad kid or, whether he's a bad kid or a good kid, you know, you got some pros and cons with, you know, with life with your mom and dad. So, you know, a lot of times you was mad at them. You know, you'd be mad and stuff like that. And when you're growing up, you don't be really thinking about the reality of life, of, like, life, you know, coming to an end and things like that. So, but I was remembering, like, you know, I was up there in the bay, and then I got that call, and I got it from my sister. And it's a call. I mean, it just does something to you when you got to face the actuality or reality. And it's like, wow. So, but me and him, we had talked off and on, you know, because I was supposed to be, you know, coming down to Arkansas. And, you know, to come, you know, they say, you know, things were getting kind of, you know, getting worse. And, but me and him was talking all that time. Because, like, with some things I was going through up here, you know, trying to get back, you know, some things were looking like I might and I might not. And, but he kept on saying some things that stayed with me all the time. And he was saying, you know, even if you don't make it, don't worry about what nobody think about you. And things like that. So it's then like, and he knew what I was doing out here back then, working on, you know, kind of what I have going on now. But he's saying, but you working on doing something positive. And he said, just keep on doing what you're doing, no matter what. And it was almost like, you know, and it was kind of just reminding me about back in the day when you was crazy in those streets, drinking and going all over the place. You didn't care what nobody thought about you then. So I said, since you're doing something positive and you're doing your thing, no matter what happens, whether you make it down here or not, don't worry about what nobody think about you. So I like, I got you. But, you know, still, I like, man, I got to get down there. So it worked out, you know, for me to be able to get there. Thanks to my cousin Skipper. And I made it. And I made it, you know, right in time because, you know, he got to see me through all the things I went through and things, you know, probably took him through, you know, and along with, you know, him and my mom. I took him through a lot. But he got to see me sober and weighing about 200 pounds. Compared to 135 pounds, 140 pounds weight. You know, that's most I always weigh because I was drinking that Seams gin like it was, whew, like it was no end. But, you know, but he got to see me off of alcohol and my weight up and everything. So we got to talk and, you know, got to take some pictures and everything. So, but then, you know, when we was at the hospital going off and all, you know, I got to sit in with him and things. And then one night it was when my Uncle Roy, he had came down and, you know, he came down from California to come in, and he went to stay with my dad that night. And then it seems like you know, you get them feelings or whatever. But like, I wasn't really sleeping well. Like something was happening. And then right when I was getting that feeling, is when Uncle Roy called me and told me, he said, "Your dad just passed." And I was like, ah. Oh. I said, "That's what that was." So he said, "Well, you need to call, tell your sister." So I called and let my sister know. And she was feeling the same thing. She's like, "I knew it." And after that, and going on through that, you know, to lay him to rest, you know, after that, you know, I thought about what he kept saying to me. Don't worry about what nobody think. Just go out there and do what you set out to do. So after that, after the funeral and everything was over with, then it was about time for me to come back to L.A. or California and, you know, come back to the Bay. But what happened, instead of me getting bitter and angry and upset and everything, I took that energy and channeled it. And I said, now, when I get back to California, I'm going to do everything I set out to do and not go worry about what nobody think of me. But I came back with a different attitude with what I was attempting to do before this happened. And like I say, I'm still cool, laid back, humble, whatever you want to call it, tactful, whatever. But I came back with a different mentality. No matter what, I mean, I had a different drive, I put it that way. And it's like I came back with a militant attitude of I'm going to have to make this happen. And that's what happened. I came back and things started changing for me. And I just kept on going. Even though I was going through what I was going through, I was still homeless going through what I was going through. Because at the time, I was living with Dren up there in the Bay. Actually, I was staying in the studio, you know, resting my eyes and my head, you know, things like that. So he allowed me, okay, thank you. He allowed me to stay there to try to get myself together. Then I came back to L.A., and then that's when a lot of things started to happen. And things started to change, and things started developing. Things kept moving, and here I am now. And also, I think I have a caller on the line. Let me see who's on this line. Caller, speak. You're on the air live.
Hi, Tony.
This is who?
Janice, your cousin.
Janice, my cousin. Hey, what's going on?
I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. I came up that way, too, when I was at San Jose. You had a real jazzy there. Real jazzy, but the wind kind of cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It's not so bad today.
Oh, okay. So, how are you doing?
I'm Jimmy's
daughter. All right. Yeah, let people know. Yeah, because, you know, we got people in Malvern, Arkansas listening and all over. So, let people know who you are and everything.
Well, hey, everybody in Malvern, Arkansas.
Can
you see my, they can't see you.
No.
My daughter's sitting right here. She wants to say hi because she's 15. Her name is Simone.
Okay, all right.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And I'm here in Los Angeles, and I have a daughter back home, and she's in Hot Springs, Arkansas right now. She's ready to graduate this year in high school.
Oh, really? I don't graduate until 3 more years. I'm a freshman.
Oh, okay. So you got a lot of time to strategize what you really want to do.
Yeah, pretty much, but I think I have my mindset.
Okay, so let everybody know what that might be.
I am going to be a lawyer.
Where were you all my life? So you're going to be a lawyer. So you're going to try to help out anybody or people who...
criminal, celebrity, defense attorney.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go out of that big money.
Yes, I plan to.
Hey, as long as you keep that drive going, it can happen. Anything you put it to your mind, it can happen.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to be taking care of your mom a little bit later once you make all that money, see?
Most definitely.
Oh, that's cool. Y'all get along. That's what's up. Is that all the time y'all get along?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, we might do a whole talk show on that. Yeah, for real. So Janice.
Yes.
So do you have any, like, memories about, you know, I'm not sure, like, when you come down back and forth, like, for my father, did you remember anything?
The first time I came down there, you were just born. You were just a little thing. I helped change your diapers. And Uncle Eka, I remember Uncle Eka. He was so handsome and bow-legged. Yes, I remember your dad. He was the handsome, and he was the shortest one, but he was bow-legged, and I loved his bow legs. And you guys stayed, I don't know if you guys stayed at grandmother's, but you were at grandmother's quite a bit.
Right.
I don't, Lisa said she remembers me, but I'm not sure if I remember Felicia when we were younger, because the first time I came out there, I was like 12 years old. I think you were just born then, I think.
Okay.
And then, I have memories because my little sister, Eva, they had bottle warmers back then, and they were warming your bottle in a bottle warmer. And it fell and it burned her third degree, burned her leg up. Yeah, I have lots of memories.
Oh, man. Oh.
And then I came back out there and I went to school. I lived out there for a year and a half and went to school. I did the, turn it off. I did the ninth grade out there and then the 10th grade.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then I loved it. I didn't want to come back out here. But, you know.
Yeah.
I had. Out here, yeah, and A. Martha, Elmer, Wyvonia,
right,
Skippa, Jerry Fundren, A. Mayetta, everybody. I remember everything. I remember the family reunions and all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cause I remember a little bit. I know it seems like I kind of do remember you a little bit. And then, you know, but like I say, once I got older, I got to kicking it too hard. So a lot of my brain cells ain't still intact.
Well, you're not the only one. I kicked it kind of hard, too, and I lost some of my brain cells, too. But God willing, I'll have 10 years this year.
So, oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, you're okay. not the only one.
Okay.
The thing is, bounce back. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on. That's what I'm saying. That's what's up. You know, so I got my 7 years, and... Oh, boy. Boy, it's something when I look back and everything, boy, I like, man, it would say, God, look out for babies and food. So I was grown. I wasn't no baby. I was just a fool.
Yeah, you and I both, because he sure looks out for us when we don't look out for ourselves, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell people, he's my my co-pilot, because I was always walking comatose.
Yeah, well, Philip, you're not by yourself, because I did the same thing, only I don't know if I should tell all this on the air, but I wasted like 30 something years of my life, you know.
Okay.
And I'm just really grateful that I'm able to sit here today and say that God, he brought me through it, because I definitely didn't do it by myself. You know, I give all praises to him. Were it not for him, I would not be sitting here right now able to tell you that I have custody of my daughter. She's my 15-year-old. You know, all my children are in my life today because of the things that the Lord has done for me. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't always like that. And I'm just very grateful. And if my story one day can just touch somebody and keep someone else from going down the path that I went down, then all this wouldn't be in vain. You know what I'm saying? And so that's just who I am.
Well, and that's what the movement that I'm working on is going to be about, too. And that's what I'm going to do, like today, I want to, you know, give respect to my dad and my uncles and my Aaron Simpson and everybody. And then, like, on the rest of my shows, I want to get on some solutions to some issues, have some testimonies, and working on some positivity to bring to the community of our peoples and everybody all around. Because, you know, because everything that a person went through is preparation to bring them to where they are. It's preparation. So, like, anybody going through, like, I tell you, I was a late bloomer. And, you know, you got bullying and all that type of stuff going on. Like, I got a business partner, Miss Shauna Sterling, get ready to work on her, present her bully campaign this year. And, you know, sometimes you're a late bloomer. You know, some people quicker, faster, you know, than you are. Or they think precise, you know, in a whole lot better level than you do and all that. But they don't mean anything. It's all, we all got our own timing.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So we're going to chop it up on that. So, because I got another event, but I'm going to get with you so we can set up some talks. I also got a conference call line I might turn into a support line where we all can help each other.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Okay, well, yeah, we go get a cracker.
Okay, well, look, it's great talking to you. Okay. Shout out to everybody in Arkansas, everybody that's our family in California, because you got a lot of family out here. I wish all my kids were here. For you to talk to, but they're not. But I just wanted to reach out and give you my support and let you know I have much love for you, and I'll be talking to you.
All right. I love you back a whole lot more. And I heard I got a lot of family out here, so once I get these flyers made up and present them all over California, we can bring all the family together.
Yes, we will.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Oh, man, some years going by with that. Okay, and I think we have another caller on the line, so I'm going to try to see who this caller is. Caller, go live, whoever you are. Huh?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, who's speaking?
Yes, this is Skip.
Hey, this is Skip. Hey, what's going on?
All right, how are you, cousin?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. Yeah, so I'm glad to get you in on these lines.
Yeah, it's a definite privilege. I'm excited about making the call in.
Yeah, so I know you're the history man, so I know you probably got some interesting stories, like with all the brothers and, you know, about me and Aaron Simpson and everything. So, yeah, so maybe you can lay us with some little information.
Well, I'll share what I can, you know, calling from the East Coast here in D.C. and Baltimore.
Okay.
And yeah. I have been checking the family history, but I wanted to go back. I've been listening from you since you came on. And once I wanted to know that during your father's illness, you know, I came to Malvern, and we spent time talking to each other. And one thing he relayed to me on several occasions was how proud he was of you. And I can say not only him being proud, I'm proud of you too. So
yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, like I said, I know I put him and mom through a lot of different things and stuff. And like, you know, would you help me get down there to see him during that time? The 2 weeks I was there before things turned bad, you know, we was kicking it.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he was very proud of you, and I know your mom is as well. So as well as your sister and the entire family there in Malvern.
Yeah, I kind of left a bad taste in Malvern mouth for a little bit.
Well, you know, I heard you mention, you know, that maybe a little bit of anger, but I always say that love trumps anger anytime, any day.
Right. Yeah, and I've been learning that more and more. You know, out here, like what I had to go through out here, I understand it was planned almost in a way for me. I had to go through all the way to the bottom to really comprehend, to understand, and have a different compassion for all people in general. You know, like I said, I learned how to respect everybody. I don't care who they are, what they look like, how they dress, or how they smell. And you know, everybody want to claim different things and stuff, you know, from, you know, even with different religions and, you know, cultures and all this and that. But a person just claim respect, that'll take care of everything else going on around you.
That is correct. So
yes, and that's what I've been learning and stuff. So, yes. So, yeah, when you're going to be coming out this way, I know you'll be, you know, kind of all over sometime yourself.
Yeah. Well, I hope to sometime in this year to be out there. I don't know in what capacity. Hopefully I'm vacation and not working. That's for sure.
Okay.
And I was getting back to the family. You know, we're cousins. Your grandmother and who is my mother's oldest sister, the oldest of six sisters, and the brothers, the twins, you know, Eckler and Edward, you know, Ray and Roy, and even going back to Billy and Betty. You know, some of my earliest memories of Ray and Roy and Eckler and Edward, you know, is that you know, I can always, Echo was a little kind of a defender for me. You know, I was kind of a little younger than him. Right? So in that town of Malvern, I found myself in a situation and I can always mention the Bucking Boys. And they kind of cleared things up for me a lot.
Yeah, I kind of heard some stories about, I heard they used to hang people upside down from trees and stuff.
they didn't mess around, and they were a great defender of the family across the board.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great stories. Some things I probably just can't even mention here. But, it was wonderful growing up under them. You know, they were 6 to 12 years older than myself.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I was the only boy on my mom's side there, so they were my big brothers, you know, the Buckners along with the Batons there in Malvern. So I have great admiration for them.
Yeah. And, because I know I talked with, you know, a few people about, you know, how they used to be back in the day and things. That's why my dad used to get mad at me for going out doing my thing. I said, well, y'all, mm-hmm. I said, you used to do it? He said, but I had a bunch of brothers with me. You out there solo.
Well, that's true, you know. And I was kind of in that same situation. But I did have them. Like I said, it was only 5 years I can turn to them. And finally you had Aaron, you know. You guys hung out together.
Right.
So that was great, too.
Right. Yeah, because like I say, he kept a little balance with me, and then like I say, he went to college, then I went the other route and everything. And mm-hmm. like I was telling people, well, he would always keep me included, you know, whenever he could. He will always reach out to me and things like that, you know. And I was like, that's why I said I'd be looking back now. And I got like a little title I call certain people now because, like, you know, even out here in L.A., I didn't get to where I am just to be like it was easy. I know God had his choice in it, but he works through people. But I call people, they're like street angels because being out here in L.A., it's hardcore, but it's spiritual. And a lot of people out here, out there that are homeless or down they look, they guided me. You know, they're like, now go over here, now go over there. They gave me information. And like those people, like, you know, so I look back, you know, even in my life, like you included, you know, like certain people, but through every aspect of through life, if you look back, certain people were there for that certain time, for that certain reason to assist you.
Right. They were placing your life for a reason, that's right.
Yes. So, and that's what I want to do. Like, you know, I was homeless. I was giving back while I was out there with people and stuff. So, kind of like I met another lady from Louisiana, and she said, kind of before I started going through mine, but she was telling me when she was homeless from, somebody took her in and helped her out. She said, whatever you do, don't ever forget nobody who helped you or assist you. And she said, this is L.A. Ain't nobody really got to do nothing for you. But as somebody do, right. Just don't never forget them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I believe in that as well.
And oh, yeah, there's another.
Like
go ahead.
I like to add, too, because you also can turn back and look at the foundation you got. You may not thought that you got it or you received it, but it was placed there. Mm. And so it gave you something when you did fall to stand up on.
Right.
You had a firm ground to stand up on and start building yourself, rebuilding yourself. So don't forget that. And by that, don't forget your ancestors and who you came from.
Right.
I know you don't. I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, yeah. I'm not glad you mentioned it, though. Yeah, because I that's why I think I had to come out here to really get a hold of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I went to, got the African Science Church out here off of Western, and I went there, and that's where I really kind of, got tapped into it and almost had a tear come down my eyes because I felt deprived.
Right.
I'm like, wow. I said, all these years I wasn't really tapped into it. And yeah. What you're saying that, yeah, and I talked to people who mentioned that and I got you on that.
All right, good.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm not going to stay on your line long. I'm pretty sure we have other family members trying to reach you as well. And I will say happy birthday to all our relatives. This is the month of January is a big month for us. We have a lot of folks in our family who have birthdays, including the twins. And we have a lot of members that we lost in this month that we are lifting up and giving them the honor for their time here.
Right on. All right.
Right on. So,
okay.
Shout out to my cousin Janice. I haven't seen her in 30 years, but she's going to be the first person I see when I come out to California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, me and her, we go work on some things. And, I've seen Rayford. I didn't get a chance to see him. We talked to him. I'm going to try to get up there and catch up with him, too. So, we're going to get everybody from California all the way around.
I'll be looking forward to seeing anybody and everybody I can in the family there.
Okay. All right. We'll let him know when you're coming. All right. All right. Thank you.
All right, cuz. You take care. God bless.
Okay, God bless you. All right, there we go. Yeah, thank you for calling in, Skipper and Janice. And I'm not going to say what we're going to do now. I'm going to take a little break so I can get some other things lined up, and I'll be coming right back in maybe 2 minutes. We'll be right back. All right. Yeah, I take a little break, get a little water and stuff like that. And so now I'll go get on some few other things, you know, before some other people call in about what I am aiming to do, like with the platform I have here, it's GetRollStudios.com. And also, like, I'm going to be promoting, like I say, through everything I went through, you know, giving thanks, like I say, to the ancestors of God, my Aaron Simpson, my father, rest of my family and everybody. Now, going through all that to be to where I am, and I seen, like, what I went through as far as, like, with this, as we call it, a war that we're in, or a battle, or however you want to look at it. My main thing is entrepreneurial and self-employment. That's the part that I want to play in working with people. And like I say, what I have set up is I got my own social network that I am putting together, grassroots, and I will need some assistance in, you know, with some things with putting that together. And also, I'm working with a business network, and also I have a business application called UBiz that you can download for free, and also you can try it out. It's $30 a year. It's a business application, and you can try it out. It's like $30 a year for you to have your own. If you want to join the business, some other stuff you can check into on that one. You can get me a call or hit me on Facebook or something like that. But the main thing I want to do is turn people on to the online business world. Like in our community, a lot of people are afraid of doing anything. And like I say, we're supposed to create change. And you can't have change if you don't change yourself. You can complain all you want, but until you figure out how you need to change for other things around you to change. And another thing that'll help people change is to make some extra change. Because even just being broke is depressing. You know? And like I say, with an online business, like I say, I have some set up for free that you can try to work with. And it's, you know, something new, something out the box, something you can learn, you know, and nothing wrong with learning. That's what life is about. Like, say, like the cliche said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Cut that one out, because we're talking about your life. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What they do with technology, it ain't broke. They don't fix it. But they upgrade it, and they enhance it. You can do the same thing with your life. You can upgrade, and you can enhance it. And then, like with technology, you can network outside of where you live in to communicate with other people who might be doing some other things that you enjoy. And like some of these businesses, you can have fun and make money with, you know. Because one thing I have learned was coming from a small town with the way my mind was operating on a higher creative scale is a lot of time people around you physically are not on your level mentally. So back up. People around you physically most of the time are not on your level mentally. And with the technology that you have, you can go outside of where you are to communicate with some other people. You don't have to sit still and be bored or keep wondering about things. You can communicate with people on the same page as you are on and get outside that box. Just start talking. You know, you can meet people on Facebook and text and all that stuff, but learn how to talk, communicate. You know, that's what the technology is there for. And then, like I said, with the different businesses I have, like the ones that are free, you just sign up for it, and then you get a back office. And the back office just shows you behind the scenes of what's happening with that business. And all you got to do is tap into it, just like with anything else. It's like with Facebook. So you got, you know, how Facebook get paid. You got other businesses who get paid the same way, except they share some of the revenue with you. And, you know, and while you playing around, you can accidentally be getting paid for playing around. And then, like, I'm trying to see. Yeah, I got one. It's for people who play fantasy sports. It's a free. It's free. You join free. And they can pay you through PayPal. And you just refer people. And that's nothing I want to try to explain to people about an online business. It's nothing more or less than a referral program. You refer people to a product or service that you are aware of, and then you make other people aware of it, then you start making some residuals. And residual income is something that you make all the time. That's why most people try to do entertainment. I hope that's why they try to do it. Unless you're doing it for a hobby or something just to pass time by, but most people are in entertainment to get and receive residual income. So that's money you're making while you're sleeping. That's money you're making while you're sleeping and everything. So you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to step back from that for right now because I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? If you are, go live.
Hi, this is Wyvonia Woods Harris. I'm just calling to wish all of my family congratulations and also to our honorees for the birthdays. I just wanted to say happy birthday with many blessings topping all over. And to my little baby cousin, I call him Bobby Buck. Just wanted to congratulate you and let you know that, you know, we support you from front to back.
Hey, I sure do appreciate that for real. And, yeah, and I seen the other day, I thought we was friends on Facebook. I said, wait a minute, I had to go click ad.
I don't know. I called earlier, and all I could hear was music. And I thought, well, so I've done something wrong. So I hung up. And then I tried to hit go online, but Skip, you know Skipper, he gives you directions. So yeah. He straightened me out. Told me how to get in touch with you. So
okay.
I hope everything's going very well for you.
Oh, yeah, everything's going pretty good and everything. Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell people. I forgot to tell everybody when you call in. Like, I think the first caller get to listen to the show, and then the other callers get to hear the elevated music and things like that. So
okay. That's what because I've got a Blog Talk Radio station show, too, and you can hear it once somebody calls in. So I didn't realize it was different from mine, and I didn't realize that. So now I understand. You be sure to tell people that so they don't hang up like I did.
Yeah, I got to start educating people on it and everything. But I had to get with you on your information for your radio, your talk show, too, so I can start promoting and pushing that out, too.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on Facebook, and it's on Finding My Way Network. So I will just keep looking at my Facebook page.
Okay.
And it'll be listed. I do every other Thursdays at 12 noon. So
okay.
It's a show on wellness. So I'll be sure. Maybe you can call in and give me some tips.
Oh, I'd be going to call in to learn because my wellness, I got wellness problems. I got some wellness issues.
They just situations, but we know there's some solutions to them. Yeah, so.
That's why I'm looking for all this year, solutions to all these different little issues and stuff like that.
That's true.
But it is. So you got ways you can educate me on how to eat properly and, you know.
We just did a show last week, and this lady had a whole seven, a wellness wheel. And so, that's what we're going to do Each show is based on one particular thing. We did.
Okay.
We had a prayer focus last week, and next we're doing presenting purpose.
So
we're really looking at how we can get wellness, the purpose of wellness, so we can understand things.
Okay. Well, so, I'm gonna be on that one for sure because with purpose,
we'll just keep in touch, and I'll tag you and let you know when it is.
Okay. All right. That'll work.
All right, then. Well, you have a wonderful day, and I know everybody, there's probably other people trying to get in now that we know what we're doing. I'll keep listening and tagging you, okay?
Okay, all right, that'll work.
All right, just stay good in our woods.
I sure will.
All right, then, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah, and that's for real. Thank you for calling in about the wellness, because I need to get well with some wellness for real. And because I got an eating problem, which I used to not have that. I had a drinking problem. I went from a drinking problem to an eating problem. And food, I mean, I, No, in L.A., people hustle 24/7. So on the train ride over here, dude was selling, I got big candy bars for sale for a dollar. Man, I had to reach in my pocket. And that was my breakfast for this morning. But hey, I'm going to change that. So I'm going to start tuning in to the wellness station so I can get some information. And also, like, where I was going back to what I was talking about with the online business. Like I'm saying, like what I'm going to do with family and friends, refer people to each other, you know. Like what most people do, like the people at the top, the elite, they market to make money. Then they refer people to each other and pay each other referral fees. Scratch my back, I scratch your back. But see, what I want to do is make it to where the point where, excuse me, where you scratch my back, I'm going to rub your back. So I want to make it a we thing, or make it a win-win thing, where everybody can kind of get the same information and check it out, see what it's about, observe it, and just, you know, I just want to be aware of the different ways of different doing things, like making money or just networking in general. Because, like, with the entertainment part, you just never know who you go run into just networking online. Like, I see people, like, I met a lady at an event. She was hustling some other products. Then she joined on mybobbybuck.com. She had a SoundCloud. And I said, huh, she didn't talk to me about no singing, about no rapping, or about no entertainment. So then I clicked on it. This lady can sing. I ain't gonna say her name yet. I'm gonna get her name later once I get her on the show and I have an interview with her. But I will remind y'all when I do that show about somebody that I met who wasn't even talking about entertainment. And that's another key to it also. Like if you're doing entertainment and that's all you do, and you're not making money at it. Because listen, it's a million people trying to get in that same spot you're trying to get into. So if you're not making money at your craft, you have to find another way, another avenue to make money to support your craft. You know, so if you're not seeking another way to do that, and then that's where we have a place for you, Skid Row. So, and that's where a lot of people come from. Because a lot of people come out here just expectations that they will get that one-hit wonder or just make it through the movie screen and be big and all that. But then they don't have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And like I say, I was blessed to have, you know, with me being on disability. So I have something coming in. But some people don't have nothing. So it's all about checking into something new and outside the box. So, you know, so let me think about something else I'm trying to bring to the table with. Oh, yes. And like I said, I mentioned earlier about Miss Shauna Sterling working with a bully campaign. We're going to be bringing that to people sometime this year. And we know we have a lot of children. You know, we even got adults that go through it. Because I talked with a lady who's a ex-school teacher. Told me, you got school teachers who bully other school teachers. Territorial and stuff like that. So it's like a little bully problem that's going on. Like with the youth also, and, you know, going through a lot of different things, going through grade school, junior high school, college, and all that. So she's going to do something to bring more awareness to the bullying going on. And like I said, she's going to get maybe 12 kids to work with. And she's going to have some information. Once she give me all the detailed information, I'm going to be presenting that out here on the show. Now, also today, once I leave here, I got to head down to Skid Row, where we're having a feeding. We have a fourth Sunday feeding dinner. It's every fourth Sunday feeding. And Bob Wire Roses is the nonprofit that does this every fourth Sunday. And also they're thinking about adding one more Sunday to the plate. That's a good one, though, to the plate. But right now she's doing every fourth Sunday and working on another Sunday. So that'd be twice a month. And like I said, with everybody that I'm working with, including me, we all need extra people, volunteers, and resources. And my main thing, what I want to do with everything I'm doing, we say, well, I'm doing these different online businesses myself, is, you know, people say, you can't work all in different businesses. I'm not really just trying to work them. My main thing is advertising and promoting them to give people another way of trying to make some money. The bottom line, you know, make some extra money, or just you know, go to the back office of an online business and just check it out. See what it is. See what all the talk is, you know, is about. But my main thing, what I want to do, because I'm going to use the online business kind of like along as with another type of fundraiser. I am going to do a regular online fundraiser, like, you know, GoFundMe and things like that. We got another one, Micro Giving. But I also want to add my own type of fundraiser, in which if people don't want to donate money to the cause or what I'm working with, you can try a product or service that I'm advertising and promoting, and that will help out with what I'm working towards. And what I want to do is create my own independent advertisement program. Maybe turn into a company, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to bring all the right, like-minded people together. And whatever it is that you do, that you specialize in, that you think you can work with us, not just me, but with us, with the people I work with, several different nonprofits who are at the grassroots of really helping people, youth, people in general in the community, communities that are suffering. So what I want to do is where if you feel that you have a skill, a trade, a hobby, whatever it is, a gift, talent, something that you can do to offer us as a whole, where we all can work together to achieve the same goal, which is to help people, help those, like a lot of people who are giving back, they went through some things and they understand exactly what the other person is going through. So, like me, I am an ex-alcoholic, and I say ex, but somebody who is still drinking and trying to quit. And if you're just still drinking, you ain't ready to quit. You know, I still talk to, you know, say most people don't want to talk to people, but no, you never know what one word can reach that one person, that one individual. Because even when I was toe up, I still remember certain conversations of people who's looking out for me. You know, and even when I was doing my thing, you know, like I said, I used to sell crack. And I remember, a crackhead told me, you know, he got sober for a little bit. And he got clean. He came to me. He said, you was the nicest dope dealer. You know, I wasn't no big-time dope dealer. No, I drank too much to really make money at it. But there wasn't nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? You live in a small place and you don't have any extra resources. No real jobs, no way, you know, making money. So what I'm saying, and unless you really been into the shoes of a person who don't have anything to lose, but trying to gain something at the same time, you ain't got no reason to really be talking or putting nobody down. And something that happened yesterday when I went to an event, a positive event, on my way there, I was at Burger King, and I seen some young black men outside. And I was looking, checking them out, seeing what was, you know, kind of casing everything out myself. But then I seen a Spanish guy walking with some donuts and his young son. And then I seen the black guys approach him. At the same time, I was walking outside. And I heard, seen one of the kids say, hey, man, can I get a donut? And the guy said, man, what you mean? What you talking about? He said, can I get a donut? Then he said, man, he said, no, I can't do that. This is for my family. So then I was going like, okay, I thought something fits to happen. But then, no, I went outside and I asked, dude, y'all all right? They said, oh, man, we hungry. So these people, young men like 18, 17, 16, 17, 18 years old, young black men out in the streets. And what I'm saying is that all this hoopla and talking about this, this, and that, you know, Black Power went out. We need to really go to the community and grab the youth and listen to them and see what they're saying. See what's coming out of their mouth about their own situation. Because really, it shouldn't have to be that way. And then you wonder why they might go knock somebody out, go rob or steal. It's different when you don't have to. You're just doing it, so-called, just to glorify your lifestyle so you can get some street cred or something like that. But it's different when you're doing it because it's a necessity for you to eat. So some people throw away more money than that. They go out to a nice restaurant, spend maybe $50 or $100, and don't even eat everything, don't even get a doggy bag to take home. But then you see somebody living on Skid Row or walking in the hood or one of the prostitutes on Figueroa, you ride past them and point fingers, talk bad about them, or laugh. And then you wonder why other races want to do the same thing at us. Because what we do to ourselves, other people mimic it. So as far as change, we got to work on that together to work to help each other. So we got to do something different. We got to change the way we've been doing things. And I'm almost back about at the end. I had a caller, but look, they dropped. I don't know. They're still on? All right, caller, come on in. You're live.
Hello there. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Who's speaking?
This is Ron Baden from Malvern, Arkansas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Long time no hear and see.
Yeah, a little bit of both of those.
Yeah, man, I just got a heads up that you were trying to be on the air and you need to talk to somebody professional, so I'm calling.
Yeah, I need somebody professional to make me look like I sound good.
Yeah, that's it. You sound real good. I'm glad to be talking with you. How you been doing? Okay.
Oh yes, sir. I've been doing pretty good. You know, working on trying to create a positive movement where we all work together to help each other.
Well, great. Well, I got a heads up from my cousin Skip, and he told me he sent me the number. I said, well, let me hear up and get on before you get off. You know.
Okay. Well, I still got a little time. You got like maybe a short story, you know, from my dad, the brothers, and you know anything like that.
Oh man. Well, I'd say the Quad Twins, Ray Roy and Edward and Edgar, they're the one that turned me on to comic books big time.
Oh.
That was their thing. They had such a collection of comic books, I wish that we'd have held on to them because we'd be millionaires now. I tell you. So they had boxes and boxes of all of the Supermans and Spider-Mans and Batmans and all of that.
Oh, man.
So, and we go way back, I tell you. Had a lot of fun with them.
Oh. There it is. Okay. Well, no, I didn't know about that. I heard they used to beat up people all the time, but I didn't know they was in the comics, though. So maybe that's why
they never challenged us because, you know, we were so much taller than they were, and they dared not to mess with us.
Oh, yeah. Having y'all two on the same side, that made more terror for Mal.
That's right. That's so true.
Yeah.
I just saw Cousin Roy. Was out there Saturday. My son Frederick and I were out there. You know, we just came back Saturday evening.
Oh, okay.
So we spent the day with Cousin Roy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
He cooked for us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go up there. Yeah. He's going to let me know when he's cooking so I can go up there at the right time.
All right. So where are you located now?
I'm in Los Angeles. I stay in North Hollywood now, in the Valley area.
Okay. All righty then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I have to do, I make sure I get my number to you. Well, yeah, I'll get to you now. It's 213-293-7983. You know, it's gonna be recorded.
Okay.
the way everybody can get it.
Okay. So you coming home anytime soon?
We're gonna come home in May. My daughter graduating. High school. Graduating high school.
Okay. All righty. Well, look forward to seeing you.
Okay, yeah, I'm coming down there and interview everybody.
All right. Well, great. Well, man, I tell you, this is a surprise. I just, you know, I like to say when Skip called me, I said, call who? Where? So, Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right then. Yeah, good. Yeah, but now we're gonna be talking. I'm gonna fill you in on what I got going on out here.
Okay.
All right then. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. What radio station are you with? I'm gonna see if I can stream in on you sometime.
Okay. It's SkidRowStudios.com.
Skid Row.
Yeah, Skid Row Studios with an S.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll write it in. I'll be listening for you, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right, Cub. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
All right, you too. Are we going to talk more?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, take
care. Best wishes to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, there you have it. The Bobby Buck Show, and we're out.
Log on, log on, log on, log on to BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. Log on, log on, log on, log on, log on, log on to BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com. BobbyBuck.com, BobbyBuck.com.